Chapter 9. A Visit to Trigg's Farm. Nat went back into the house.
"I'm going to the farm," he said to his wife. "We need to get food and coal. Maybe Mr. Trigg will lend me his car to bring it all back."
"I don't want to stay here alone," his wife answered. "The children and I will come with you. We must stay together."
She took some baskets, dressed the children warmly, and went with Nat down the path.
"Daddy, I'm frightened. Look at all the birds," Jill said, crying. "They're all around us."
"They won't move now," Nat responded kindly. "They won't attack us. They're resting."
The family reached the turning to the farm, and suddenly, Nat had a premonition. "Wait here. I'll be back in a minute," he said. His wife was about to argue, but the children had found some pretty stones on the path and were busy collecting them. She said nothing and let Nat go on alone. When he got closer to the farmhouse, he saw that there was no smoke coming from the chimneys. That was very strange. In December, everybody heated their houses against the bitter winter cold. The car was by the gate, as though someone had forgotten to put it into the garage, and the cows were mooing in the yard because they needed to be milked. All the windows were broken too, and there were many dead birds on the ground. The others, the living birds, were sitting on the roof and in the trees nearby. They were silent and didn't move. The front door was locked, but since the windows were all broken, it was easy for Nat to climb through into the house. Mr. Trigg's body was lying next to the phone. He must have been trying to call for help when the birds attacked him, and the phone was torn from the wall. It was useless now. Jim's body lay next to him, completely disfigured. There was no sign of Mrs. Trigg. Was she upstairs? Was there any point in going up to see? Nat went upstairs anyway, but stopped halfway. Mrs. Trigg's legs were sticking out from the bedroom doorway, and there were bodies of dead seagulls on the stairs. Nat felt sick. "I can't do anything for them now," he thought. "I must concentrate on surviving. We need food and coal, and I haven't got much time." Nat went back to the car.
"I'm going to fill the car with provisions from the farm," he said to Helen. "I'll get coal and some food."
"What about the Triggs?" his wife asked. "Won't they need it?"
"No. They must be at some friends," Nat answered.
His wife gave him a strange look, but she didn't say a word. Did she understand the terrible truth? Nat made 3 trips to the farm and back, filling the car with all the provisions they might need. It was surprising how many things were necessary. The most important were planks of wood to fortify all the windows in the cottage, then candles, nails, bread, butter, honey, eggs, and canned food. Besides that, he milked 3 of the cows, and all the time the birds around him sat watching and waiting. "Why aren't they feeding?" he thought to himself. Then he remembered they had eaten more than enough during the night. The thought sickened him, and he tried to think about the hours ahead instead.